We're into the second of our series of podcasts on the amendments for redeemables. If you haven't listened to the first podcast on some of the judgments that apply to the control condition, we encourage you to check out that podcast. Now, in this podcast, we'll focus on the second condition to assess whether redeemables issued in a tax planning arrangement can be classified as equity. The second condition for equity classification of redeemables in paragraph 23B of section 3856 is that either no consideration is received by the enterprise issuing the redeemables, or only shares of the enterprise issuing the redeemables are exchanged in the transaction. Now, if we simplify this, anytime there is cash or other assets involved, or if liabilities are assumed in the tax planning arrangement, it's implied that something of substance has changed for the enterprise issuing the redeemables. Therefore, redeemables in those circumstances are classified as a liability. Armand, what has the board been hearing about this condition?
Well, we've received a number of questions on whether the inclusion of a small amount of cash to make a tax plan effective still meets this condition or not. Let's talk through an example where you have a vanilla estate freeze and work through where judgment may be applied for this condition. In this scenario, in step one, 100 voting participating common shares are exchanged for 100 Class A non-voting preferred shares by Entity A, this being your freeze step. Then in step two, Entity A subscribes for 10 Class B super voting shares for $10, and Entity B subscribes for one participating common share for $1. In this scenario, which we stated is a vanilla estate freeze, the steps collectively form the tax planning arrangement. Entity A retains control with the super voting shares. That's fairly straightforward. But to legally affect the estate freeze, Entity A and Entity B both have to purchase voting shares for cash. The question that arises is, does the nominal amount paid for those shares put you offside on the no consideration condition? Let's take a step back here and consider the purpose of the condition. Our users told us that when cash or assets are included in a transaction or liabilities are assumed, something is changing. Paying a nominal consideration, say $1, $10, to purchase the super voting shares is non-substantive to the transaction and is simply required to legally affect the transaction. Therefore, in this scenario, we believe the condition is met. If we were dealing with tens of thousands of dollars of consideration for the voting shares or including some assets in the transaction, judgmentally, there is a substantive change as a result of the transaction, and it has an effect on the issuer. In that case, this condition is not met, and you have to classify your redeemables as a liability.
That's interesting, Armand. So now, one of the things we've heard a few times, though, is that the cash, so in this case, the $10 from Entity A or the $1 from Entity B, is not specifically for the redeemables, but rather for the new common shares. Now, since the cash is not for the redeemables, then this condition is met. Is that interpretation reasonable?
That's a really interesting question. From the board's perspective, it's not so much about the consideration being for the redeemable specifically. Rather, it's about the consideration being part of the transaction itself. When more than a very minimal amount of cash for legal purposes is involved, or if other assets are involved in the tax planning arrangement, something of substance is changing for the issuer of the redeemables. If that happens, the share should be classified as a liability. If you were to interpret this, the consideration being for the redeemable specifically, there are asset rollover structures that occur where assets are not directly exchanged for the redeemables. In those cases, the interpretation, as you described, would result in redeemables qualifying for equity classification, which is counter to the notion that nothing of substance has changed. So again, it's about the consideration in the transaction as a whole and not just for the redeemables.